You're listening to My Thyroid Health, your go-to source for all things thyroid health and wellness. My Thyroid Health is presented by Paloma Health, the first online medical practice that exclusively treats hypothyroidism.
Hi, everyone. This is Mary Schoeman. I'm an author, health coach, and thyroid patient advocate. I'll be your host for this episode. Today, we'll be talking about why you might need thyroid medication and what happens if you take it when you don't actually need it. The discovery of thyroid medication was groundbreaking in medicine, just as iodized salt dramatically reduced the number of people with goiter in iodine-poor areas of the world. Thyroid medication has made critical illnesses like myxedema coma rare. Myxedema is a very extreme complication of hypothyroidism. One of the first forms of thyroid medication came directly from sheep and pigs. In the mid-19th century, doctors gave instructions to people who had thyroidectomies to eat thyroid glands from these animals to prevent myxedema. Once people started taking this thyroid gland in pill form in the early 20th century, records suggested, however, that alarming symptoms could occur. While we don't know what these symptoms were, they likely came from being over-medicated. Having too much thyroid hormone circulating in your body can lead to a state of hyperthyroidism. This was probably a common occurrence years ago before better medication regulation. It can still certainly happen today to people who take thyroid medication when they don't need it or who have too high a dose. In recent years, there's been mounting evidence that suggests that some providers are over-prescribing thyroid medication. Several factors may be at play, including discrepancies in how labs interpret results. So many people are questioning whether or not they need to be on thyroid medication. There are several thyroid diseases and treatments that can alter thyroid hormone levels in your body. Most of these issues fall into two categories: hyperthyroidism, which is the state or condition where your thyroid is producing too much thyroid hormone, and hypothyroidism, the state or condition where your thyroid produces too little thyroid hormone. People with hyperthyroidism often get treatment to reduce the size of the thyroid gland. Sometimes a doctor prescribes radioactive iodine, also known as RAI, to shrink the thyroid. Other times, surgery is required. The treatment for hyperthyroidism often leads to underactive thyroid gland or hypothyroidism. In that case, the patient needs to take thyroid hormone replacement medication to replace the thyroid hormones that their gland doesn't produce. People with primary hypothyroidism need to take thyroid hormone replacement for the rest of their life. Hashimoto's thyroiditis, an autoimmune condition where your immune system attacks thyroid tissue, is the leading cause of hypothyroidism in the United States. Other situations that may warrant the need for thyroid medication include surgical removal of the thyroid gland due to trauma or cancer, and a condition called congenital hypothyroidism, where someone is born without a thyroid or with only a partially functioning thyroid. What happens if you're taking thyroid medication and you don't need it? In that case, you're going to likely develop symptoms associated with too much thyroid hormone or hyperthyroidism symptoms. These can include insomnia, anxiousness, diarrhea, high heart rate, high blood pressure, and heat intolerance, among others. The more concerning issue of taking thyroid medication when you don't need it lies in some possible side effects, including irregular heart rhythms, rapid heart rate, and symptoms of heart failure, including shortness of breath, swelling, and unexpected weight gain, and loss of bone density. The decision to prescribe thyroid medication is not always straightforward. Doctors often rely on your thyroid function blood tests to help decide if you need medication. However, your symptoms are also a significant factor. Now, some people have borderline thyroid function levels, a condition known as subclinical hypothyroidism, and this does not always necessarily mean you need treatment. The normal thyroid stimulating hormone, or TSH, level typically falls below 4. A TSH level above 10 is a clear indication of hypothyroidism and requires treatment. However, some doctors consider that area between 4 to 10 a gray area, and there is not consensus agreement on whether to treat people who have rising TSH levels in that range. This state is called subclinical hypothyroidism and is actually a fairly common condition. People with subclinical hypothyroidism who experience uncomfortable symptoms may wish to try thyroid medication for a short time. If you're one of those people and you feel better on medication, your doctor will likely continue you on an appropriate dose. If that medication doesn't make you feel better, your doctor will probably stop treatment and look at other potential causes of your symptoms. If you are already taking thyroid medication, does it make sense to go off of it and see what happens to your body to do sort of a trial of stopping the meds? Well, you really should not stop taking your thyroid medication without consulting your doctor first. Going cold turkey, so to speak, on your thyroid medication can actually have pretty negative consequences. Suppose you want to decrease your medication or try to go off it entirely. In that case, your thyroid doctor may recommend that you slowly taper your dose so that the process is more gradual. If you wanted to quit taking your thyroid medication or you think you're taking too much, make a list of your symptoms and your reasons for stopping or reducing your dosage. Then share those concerns with your thyroid doctor before taking any action. People with hypothyroidism usually require lifelong medication. However, for some people with subclinical hypothyroidism, you may be able to do a trial stopping your medication to see how your thyroid is functioning. So how can you best assess thyroid function? The best way really is with a thyroid blood panel. Many labs look only at the thyroid stimulating hormone, or TSH. However, the Paloma philosophy is to also measure free triiodothyronine, which is free T3, free thyroxine, which is free T4, and thyroid peroxidase antibodies, or TPO antibodies, which can indicate the presence of Hashimoto's disease. Besides looking at your thyroid function, your thyroid doctor will also want to know about your symptoms, lifestyle, and medical history. The combination of these factors can help determine whether or not you may benefit from thyroid medication. So here's a quick note from Paloma Health. If you think you have a thyroid condition or you're concerned that you may be overtreated, it's time to schedule a consult with a trusted Paloma Health thyroid expert who will help you create a personalized thyroid treatment plan that fits your specific needs. That's it for today's episode. A quick FYI, all of our Paloma blogs, events, resources, and more can be found on our website at www.palomahealth.com under the Learn section. If you're new to Paloma Health, get $30 off our at-home thyroid test kit or become a Paloma member with the discount code PODCAST. The links, terms, and conditions can be found in the show notes. Thanks for listening. This is Mary Showman, hoping that today and every day you feel well and live well.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've ever wondered about your thyroid health, Paloma has a convenient solution for you with our at-home thyroid test kit. It's easy to use and can be done from the comfort of your own home. Use the discount code PODCAST in all caps at checkout to receive a $30 discount on your purchase. And make sure to come back and listen for more interviews, events, and catch up with the latest insights from our blog. We truly appreciate you being part of the community and are committed to bringing you valuable content to help you live your healthiest life. Thanks for listening, and until next time.